Welcome back to my real estate podcast with David Liberatore. I'm your host, and today we're diving into something that's been a hot topic lately: selling a condo under the new financing rules. David, thanks so much for being here.
Hey, thanks for having me. Yeah, this is a really important topic right now because a lot of sellers are getting caught off guard by how much the financing landscape has changed for condos specifically.
Okay. So when you say the financing landscape has changed, what exactly are we talking about here? Like, what's different now compared to how it used to be?
So the big thing is that lenders have gotten much stricter about condo financing. They're looking at things like the percentage of owner-occupied units versus investor units, the reserves the HOA has, and whether there are any lawsuits pending. It's a whole checklist now. And if a condo complex doesn't meet those criteria, it becomes really hard to finance.
Oh, wow. So you're saying that even if a buyer is qualified and ready to go, the property itself might not qualify? That's wild.
Exactly. And that's where sellers really need to understand what they're dealing with. You've got to know your building's financials, your reserves, your occupancy rates. All of that matters now. If your condo building doesn't meet these lending standards, you're limiting your buyer pool significantly.
So as a seller, what should someone be doing right now? Like, what's the playbook here? How do you navigate this?
First, get ahead of it. Pull your building's documentation and understand where you stand. Know your HOA reserves. Know the occupancy rates. Know if there are any pending issues. Then, be transparent with potential buyers and their lenders from day one. And honestly, if your building is struggling with these new standards, you might need to price accordingly or work with your HOA to strengthen the reserves.
That makes total sense. So it's not just about the unit itself anymore. It's about the entire building's health and financial standing.
Right. And I think sellers who understand this early have a huge advantage. You're not scrambling when a deal falls through because financing fell through. You know what you're working with, and you can set realistic expectations.
Yeah. And I imagine that transparency really helps build trust with buyers too, right? Instead of surprises down the line.
Absolutely. It's actually the best move for everyone involved. Buyers appreciate knowing what they're getting into, and sellers who are upfront about their building situation tend to close deals faster.
This has been super helpful, David. Thanks so much for breaking this down. If someone's thinking about selling their condo, they really need to understand these new rules before they list.
Exactly. It's a game changer, and being informed is half the battle.